Kunja Bihari, Gopi Janna Vallabha, Giridhara Dhari, Gopi Janna Vallabha, Giridhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giridhara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jaya Om Vishnu Padapada Mahamsa Padavaraja Kacharja Asta Tata Sata Shishmani Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON BBT Founder Charya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Srila Hoshi Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Diri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Dwarka Dham, Mathura Dham, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Shri Mati Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Gopriya, Samaveda Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
So we're continuing with our study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20. Today's text is 29. Tokena Bhakti Yogena Bhajato Masakrin Une Kama Ridaya Nashanti Sarve Mayi Ridi Stike Prokena Bhakti Yogena Bhajato Masakrin Une Kama Ridya Nashanti Sarve Mayi Vridhisthite Prokena Bhakti Yogena Vajito Masa Krin Mune Kama Ridya Nashanti Sarve Mayi Vridhisthite Broken up of the old dinner. But you told Master Finn, I'm a video, my grumpy. Sorry, my evil Prokena Bhakti Yogena Prokena Bhakti Yogena Vajito Masa Krin Mune Nama Vidya Nashanti Prokena, which has been described. Bhakti Yogena, by devotional service. Bhajata, who is worshipping. Ma, me. Asakrit, constantly. Une, of the sage. Kama, material desires. Ridya, in the heart. Nashanti, are destroyed. Sarve, all of them. Mayi, in me. Riddhi, when the heart. Stite, is firmly situated. Translation. When an intelligent person engages constantly in worshiping me, through loving devotional service, as described by me. His heart becomes firmly situated in me. Thus, all material desires within the heart are destroyed. Responsibly, when an intelligent person engages constantly in worshiping me through loving devotional service, as described by me, his heart becomes firmly situated in me. Thus all material desires within the heart are destroyed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. The material senses are engaged in gratifying the concoctions of the mind, causing many types of material desires to become prominent, one after another. One who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord by hearing and chanting the Lord's transcendental glories with firm faith gets relief from the harassment of material desires. Now, if that isn't worth $64 million, I don't know what is. Isn't it true? Srila Prabhupada writes in the 17th verse of the second chapter, first canto, that Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyantisto Abhajani Vidinoti Suritsitam, that verse. He writes in the purport that there are many persons who attempt to go back to Godhead. And what a goal that is, to go back to the spiritual world after being in this temporal realm, body after body. From childhood to boyhood to youth to old age, and then on into another body, again and again. Birth after birth, as Lord Krishna explains in the 8th chapter, that according to what one meditates upon at the time of death, that type of body we get. That it's not at all the case that we're material persons having a spiritual experience, but rather the very real and sad fact is that we are spiritual entities, eternal entities, Aja, Nitya, Shashito, Yam, Purana, eternal, undying, primeval, Nahanyate, Hanyamani, Sharire, not slain when the body is slain. So how is that we're not slain when the body is slain? What is that thing which is not slain when the body is slain? Because so many bodies are dying. The hospital, Shands, and North Florida Regional today, and so many hospices have so many people who are leaving their bodies today. And it's a very real thing. And we hear from Bhagavad Gita, we hear from Krishna, that we are eternal beings, having one life after the other. And our original home is in the eternal realm of Krishna. Natad Vashayate Shuryo, Ashanko Napavakaha, Yagyatva Navartinte Tadama Punamamama. Lord Krishna describes in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that that abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or the moon or by electricity. And once having gone there, one never returns. Tadam Paramamama, my supreme abode. In the 8th chapter also, Lord Krishna describes in some detail about that place which is beyond this material world, which is eternal, which is ever-existing, from which we have fallen down. Ichadveshasamutena dvandva mohena bharata. Why have we fallen down? Lord Krishna explains because of this itcha. It's an interesting word, itcha. It's like the English word itch, isn't it? Itch. Sometimes it's said that a person has a particular kind of itch, right? An itch to start a business or gain a lot of money. So, yes, itcha. Itcha, advesha, samutena. That at some point we became rebellious to Krishna, our eternal father. Just like we see children become rebellious to their parents for no particularly good reason. And so we have fallen down into this realm, one body after the other, trying to enjoy. Whereas our home is in the eternal realm with Krishna. So this, the beginning of this purport, it kind of relates to that. The material senses are engaged in gratifying the concoctions of the mind, causing many types of material desires to become prominent one after the other. So we have this mind which is full of desires, and these desires are generally concoctions because they're based upon a false ego. They're based upon the identity that I am this body. And if I contact the senses of this body to pleasant material sense objects, that is my happiness. If I can touch my tongue, touch my eyes, touch my nose, touch my ears, touch all of my different senses to different objects of this world, that will be my happiness. If I can have a good pizza, if I can see a good movie, if I can go to the Grand Canyon and see that, if I can listen to this music, then I will be happy. But it's based upon a false conception of self. I can share quickly a personal experience of the falsity of this. When I was about 15, I used to listen to a particular musical group, and I listened to them a lot. And I actually thought to myself one day, I thought, I will never get tired of listening to them. I can listen to them forever. And I think many of us can relate to this kind of feeling that if I can just go on eating this thing, if I can go on doing this thing, I'll be happy forever. Whether it's whatever it is, skateboarding, scuba diving, eating ice cream, whatever it is. And so 2.5 years later, I came home from high school, put my books down, took the record album, put it on the player, and I put it on, and I thought, oh, it's boring. And right at that very second, Krishna reminded me of the exact thought I had had 2.5 years before, that, wow, I had said that I would never get tired of it, but I did. And I looked down at the bookcase. And my father, who listened to a lot of different music, he had maybe 250 record albums. And the ones on the left, they were the ones he didn't listen to very much anymore. And the ones on the right were the ones that he had recently bought. And I can only say that Krishna very kindly, maybe I was too young, but I looked down and I thought, my God, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to buy a record or do something, and I'm going to think, oh, this is so wonderful. I'll never get tired of doing it. I can do it forever. And at some point, I will get sick of it. And it really hit me. And then I thought, my whole life is going to be like this. Oh, I'm going to go to Disney World. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. Yay! And then you get tired of it. Everything is like that. And I thought to myself, what really is going on? Because I'm going to go to school, get a job, get married, get a house, get a car, do this, do that, struggle to pay the mortgage for 30 years, get the damn thing finally paid off, and then I'm going to die and leave it all behind. And in between, I'm going to suffer so much. Wisdom teeth being pulled out, broken bones, and so many illnesses. So much struggle to pay the bills and keep the job, and the children are sometimes difficult to raise the children. It's a very heavy responsibility. So much suffering. And for what? I put a record on, and then I get tired after. I get tired of it after a little while. Or whatever it is. Everything. Even the most powerful, pleasurable experiences of human life, they're the same way. Once, twice, thrice, you're sick of it. But the thing is, as much as we might have some intellectual appreciation, still the darn desires are still nagging, isn't it? Right? Even someone knows I shouldn't smoke. You know, it's the most frustrating, difficult position to be in. I know I've been in that position as a devotee. Well, not wanting to smoke, but that we know that this desire that I have in my heart, it's not right. It's not going to lead me to any good. But it's so pushing the desire, whatever the desire may be, that I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And it nags at us and nags at us. And then even we may try to indulge it. All right, I'll indulge it. But then it comes back. It never ends. Dusparena anilena cha, Lord Krishna says. It burns like fire, lust. In the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we may remember that the point is made that this Bhagavad Gita is given to the saintly kings to protect the citizens from lust. Because it is this lust, and not just for sex, but in general, this lust to enjoy this world, it is the very enemy of our soul. Because as long as we have this desire to enjoy anything in this world, anything, any attachment we have to this world, that, oh, it's so nice to go surfboarding, it's so nice to go to the springs, it's so nice to do this and do that. Well, fine. Krishna is so loving. Fine. You come back again. And you go surfboarding. You have a wonderful time swimming. That's the harsh reality. Of course, we can step back and say that, well, what does that mean? We shouldn't go to the springs? No, of course not. We should go to the springs and relax and remember Krishna. But the point is that if we allow these things to become obsessions and deep attachments greater than our attachment to Krishna, we'll take another birth in this world. So, if there is some pill that we could take which could somehow get rid of this horrible monkey of lust, lusty desire, wow, what a valuable pill that would be, wouldn't it? You know, I can only speak for myself. I'm on the path of sadhana bhakti. I'm certainly not very advanced. And, you know, the path of devotional service, adal shadha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, what's next? Ruchi, ashakti, bhava krishna prema. So this bhajana kriya, we hear the Vaishnava saints explaining to us that this bhajana kriya, it is that which will carry us through anartha nivritti. That anartha nivritti means to be cleansed of lusty desires, greedy desires, angry desires, envious desires, to purify the heart and the mind. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadabhagni nirvarpanam. To reduce to nil all the crud so that we can see our soul. And not only see our soul, but we can protect our soul from falling down. So I started to say that in the Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17, Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanta Stoa Bhajani Vidinoti Saritsatam. That verse is a parallel of this verse today. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, describes in that purport that there are many who attempt to go back to Godhead, and many fall away, which is very sad. Very sad. To understand that there's a spiritual world that we can go back to, that I've been in this material world for untold births, suffering, and then to somehow be overcome with desires and go away from Krishna and be thinking of the temple in some far-off place. And, yeah, I used to go to the temple. And I'm not so into it right now. It's very sad. And even in the course of executing a sadhana, the influence of our mind can be so troubling. And it can be quite a struggle. Quite a struggle. So Srila Prabhupada goes on to describe there. He says there's a solution. So I know myself, when I first started reading that, I thought to myself, oh, I hope so. Otherwise I'm doomed. And so he goes on to say there that, yes, there's a solution. And what is that solution? The same thing that's being said here today. That if we engage ourselves in hearing and chanting about Krishna and actually do it, really do it, then Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Baba Mahani Devapanam, our hearts will be cleansed and these material contaminations of lust and greed and anger and envy and illusion will be taken away by Lord Krishna himself. Srila Prabhupada sometimes describes in lectures on this verse, he's given many lectures on this verse, and the description is given just like one takes a broom and sweeps the floor like that. So Lord Krishna, you see, it's not an intellectual thing. Sometimes devotees make the mistake of thinking, well, you know, I don't read, you know, that's for academic types, and I don't read verses, you know, I just, that's not me. But no, to hear about Krishna, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, is to do puja. It is a puja, just like on the altar. It is a sacrifice, just like putting the ghee into the fire. It has nothing to do with intellectualism. Practically nothing. It is puja. It is worship of Lord Krishna. And when he sees us like any father, you know, think of a father or a mother, Srimati Radharani. You know, suppose the children have gone off, they're living in some city, they haven't talked to us for a long time. And then a friend who lives in the city says, you know, I saw your child looking at a picture of you. And they were really looking. So how pleasing that would be to the father or the mother. So it is just like that. Just like that. It's nothing intellectual. When we pick up Srimad Bhagavatam or we listen to the narrations, by the way, it's on YouTube completely, the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. All of Srila Prabhupada's books are there online to be heard. You can download them, put them on your phone, listen to them everywhere and anywhere as much as possible. Then, Lord Krishna, he's, oh, you're interested in me. You really are. Even though your mind is thinking, I just want to go eat potato chips. I just want to go swimming. I just want to go do this. I want to go find my husband. I want to go find my wife. You know how it is. We have this mind in the back of our going on. But Krishna doesn't see that. He sees that despite all of that stuff, We're like, no, maybe so, but for the next hour, we're doing this. And Krishna becomes so happy. Like any father. So, Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravan Kirtana Ridyantasto Abhadrani. Krishna himself will take the stuff out of our heart. Just like he lifted Govardhan Hill, for example. Or was it his left hand? And he protected the residents of Vrindavan from the reins of Indra. So we have the reins of sinful desire. We have the reins of lust and greed and anger and all these things that try to trip us up and could trip us up if we're not careful. But Śrīla Prabhupāda and Lord Krishna, they have given us a shelter. So many shelters. Shelter, just like that lifting of the Govardhan Hill to protect us. So Lord Krishna has given us this Śrinvata Swakata Krishna. Punya Shravana. That if we actually do it, and I say actually do it because it's a pain in the butt sometimes, forgive me. It is an austerity sometimes. And Śrīla Prabhupāda's first Back to Godhead magazine, he laid it on the table. He put it right there. He didn't hide it. He said, this subject matter will be boring. He said that. It will taste dry. You're not going to be interested in it. He said that straight up. And it is sometimes. I don't always feel like reading. Who does? You'd rather do something else that's more fun to do. Or so our mind thinks. But Śrīla Prabhupāda went on to say that if you do it anyway, none of this feel like it, don't feel like, no, do it, must. Must do it. Thus understanding oneself to be transcendental to the body, mind, and senses. One should control the lower self by the higher self. This is the ABCs of Bhagavad Gita. As soon as our mind has this thought, I don't feel like it. No, I'm the soul. I'm going to tell you what to do. You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm the soul. We tell it what to do. You see, even just we're starting to read Bhagavad Gita. I mean, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We're sitting. And then our mind is, oh, I don't feel like it. Then immediately we pull out Bhagavad Gita. No. Who are you? What is this I don't feel like? What is that? Who's saying that? So anyway, so Śrīla Prabhupāda encourages us that if we do it anyways, then what is the example, Prana Govinda, about sugar candy? What is that? Jaundice.
Tastes better. First better, you have jaundice, but then if you keep taking it,
so if we can just keep our faith in that. That yes, it is a little boring, it's a little bit of a drag, I'd rather do something else, but I must do it. And if I do do it, then I will develop my Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, what's the next one?
Nishta.
Ruchi. Nishta Ruchi. And the thing is, you know, I'm not a very advanced devotee, but I spent some years in the temple, 11 years I spent. And of course, I've been hanging around for a long time after that. You know, the mind will sometimes come up with the most noble sounding excuses to avoid hearing about Krishna. The most noble sounding things. Oh, I have to put away the deity clothes. Oh, I have to mow the temple lawn. Oh, I'll work until 9 p.m. and make a lot of money for Krishna. So many noble-sounding excuses, actually. If we're very honest with ourselves, not always, but sometimes, it's the mind doesn't want to hear about Krishna. Who wants to hear about we're not this body and we should give up sense gratification? No one in their right mind but wants to hear about that, you know, so to speak. You know, that's our conditioned mind. And it's described that it's still the beginning stages of prema. It is not until into the stage of prema that last speck of aversion to hearing about Krishna is gone. So therefore we know that everyone, without exception, to one degree or the other, There's some, I don't really feel it. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful to protect ourselves. Srila Prabhupada advised that, a Krishna conscious sandwich, right? You have some hearing and chanting in the morning. You have some hearing and chanting at the night, you know, to protect our soul. He said, we should read an hour a day. So these things, to always take care to hear and chant about Krishna, it is our safety belt. And not only is it our safety belt, but it is our specific path all the way to prema, this hearing and chanting. We can do so many things. We can manage for Krishna and make money for Krishna, and so many things, and we have to, and we must. But if we don't hear and chant about Krishna enough, all that will go bye-bye. Or it'll be such miserable kind of experience. Because our heart won't be cleansed and we won't be able to relish the devotional service. It was such an important thing. So there's any questions or discussion?
Did you finish the
report? Yes, I should. Thank you. So, one who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord by hearing and chanting the Lord's chanted unto glories with firm faith gets relief from the harassment of material desires. By serving the Lord, one becomes strengthened in the conviction that Sri Krishna is the only actual enjoyer and all others are meant to share the Lord's pleasure through devotional service. A devotee of the Lord situates Sri Krishna on a beautiful throne within his heart and there offers the Lord constant service. Just as the rising sun gradually eliminates all trace of darkness, the Lord's presence within the heart causes all material desires to weaken and eventually disappear. The words Mayi Vridhi Stite, when the heart is situated in me, indicate that an advanced devotee sees Lord Krishna not only within his own heart but within the hearts of all living creatures. Thus a sincere devotee who chants and hears the glories of Sri Krishna should not be discouraged by the remnants of material desires within the heart. He should faithfully wait for the devotional service to naturally purify the heart of all contamination. One thing that came to mind, excuse me for not reading through the whole purport. We've heard Srila Prabhupada say at different times that Lord Krishna is with us always. And when we sit and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or we have the Srimad Bhagavatam and we read out loud. He listens. And he likes it. And in that way, wherever we are, we can glorify Krishna who's within our heart. And he will bless us. And I don't think it may be wrong to say, because Srila Prabhupada mentions it himself many times, that this hearing, it is jagya. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that in the beginning of creation, I sent forth all the demigods and men equipped with sacrifice so that everyone would have the necessities of life. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that even for rain, one can perform sankirtan jagya. Of course, the elevated devotees are only performing bhakti simply for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. But we may not be on that platform, and we can't imitate. So, jagya. By jagya, one can get whatever one needs. And to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and hear nectar devotion, and to hear all of the bhakti shastras, it is jagya. And as Prana Govinda, I think, mentioned either today or yesterday, after Mangal Arti, that it was a very nice thing, that so simple this is to come in the morning and to worship the Lord and to try and distribute the message of Krishna. We'll be blessed, not necessarily with millions of dollars in our bank account, but Krishna will take care that we have whatever we need to live, to eat, to sleep. He'll give us, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Prabhu?
We find that
Sometimes lots of us or lots of devotees in the process of executing their duties in life, they get sidetracked. You know, they get sidetracked and then they lose focus.
Excuse me. There's an interesting thing I ran across. Nowadays, they're making flowers without scent. Because when there's scent in them, it comes from an oil. And that oil makes the flowers not last. So that's why when you go to the store, if you smell the flowers, even I went to Lowe's the other day and I smelled all the flowers, they've taken the scent out. Raspberry. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. So this distraction becomes a common thing now. I mean, how can we curb this?
Yeah, very nice question. But how can we keep utsaha? Utsaha nishtaya daryat tat kamra pavartana. By the way, that book, Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, in the preface, I think it is, Srila Prabhupada says a very interesting thing. I think it's another $64 billion hint. He says that Srila Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis have given many books, but this, Upadeshamrita, it is the first book. And if one follows it, one will be successful. So there's your answer, given by Srila Prabhupada himself. That you follow this Upadeshamrita, you read this Upadeshamrita, and you'll be successful. You know, sometimes devotees would say, oh, Srila Prabhupada, can I have your blessing? Can I have your blessings? Yes, you can have them. Read my books and follow them. Hello? Do it. Actually, do it. Take my blessings. It's available for everyone. It's just a matter of doing it. But, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was asked that question directly, that how can we have faith and enthusiasm? And his immediate reply was associating with pure devotees. We have to associate with those who are enthusiastic. So then someone may say, well, you know, I live 100 miles from the temple. There's no devotees around here. Maharaj Yudhisthira, Prithu Maharaj, Mother Dashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Maharaj Parikit, Maharaj Ambarish, the Pandavas, Queen Kunti, Draupadi, they're all in here. All the pure devotees are in here. We can associate with these pure devotees any time we want. But it's a little bit of an art to just learn how to just take their association. And we may have to pray that, may I please have the ability to take the association like that. So we have to take the association of those who are, you know, isn't that's in the nectar of instruction, isn't the Prana Govinda about the different levels of devotees, that the Kanishna Adhikari we should pay obeisances, mental obeisances, and the Majjhima Adhikari, who's actually engaged in devotional service, we should pay obeisances. But it's only the Uttama Adhikari in that particular place where it's mentioned one should associate with those. You know, we should associate all together. We should be friendly amongst ourselves. But amongst ourselves, we should be sharing the sangha of the pure devotees. Oh, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this. Srila Prabhupada says this. Sharing the sangha of the pure devotees. Because who else is crying at the sounds of the holy name and speaking about how their soul is taken to Krishna just by chanting and all these things that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about. If we don't associate with such pure devotees, or, you know, myself, I like to read through the different prayers in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where they offer prayers to Lord Krishna, and they're glorifying Krishna, and they're praising Krishna. And these devotees, they actually love Krishna. They actually feel such warmth of love for Krishna. And so when we hear them and associate with them by hearing, then we can become a little enthused that, let me go after it, you know. But if we don't associate with those who are enthusiastic, then we lose enthusiasm. We have to. Yeah? Any other questions or comments? Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. We are visiting from Chicago, so nice to hear. My question is, I lived in ashram for about 7 years in the 90s, and then I married, and me and my husband, we traveled a lot and did lots of service. But then when we have had our child, we found the difficulty to focus on business. Because we always observe, in Bhagavatam and here, that we're not the body, that we need to focus on spiritual life. And then somehow it was very hard for us to focus on developing business. And when the child came, we found out that because probably we are from kind of wealthy family and in our genes was to give the best to the child. So now we really have difficulty to balance. It's better, but we also have other devotees. But what I find that maybe it's more for Western devotees, because Indian families, they kind of know how to balance those things. But what Western devotees, what we observe through 20 years of practice, that it's either spiritual life or material life. But at the same time, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna that you need to perform your duties, that's how you get verified. And in general, devotee community is kind of not wealthy, not rich, right? So because we all trying only to go devotional way. So at the same time, if you would have money, finances, we could even do more and preach more. So how to do this balance and how to hear about the soul that went on the body at the same time to perform the duties properly.
It is a classic. That's the thing. I was in household life for 32 years, so I have a little experience. But again, not to sound like a broken record, in the preface of Upadeshamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that if one follows these directions and advice, one will be successful. So it's there in Nectar of Instruction, this Upadeshamrita. And just to say a few words, though, it is this sadhana. I've read through, because I'm a fairly useless person, I've read through hundreds and hundreds of Srila Prabhupada's letters. And so many times he makes the same statement. Just as Pranagopinda said, rise early, bathe, worship Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, read something, work all day. In the evening, as possible, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, however much. Again, see the deity, even on the internet, somehow. Chant, read a little something. It is the power of success lies in our sadhana, especially chanting Hare Krishna carefully, really. And if we focus on that morning thing, even if it's just a half hour or an hour, whatever we can do, that is the thing. It seems so simple. For about 12 years now, one of my services has been that I'm like an online helper, people. I chat with people around the world and they ask me questions about Krishna consciousness and devotional service. And I feel so happy, actually, that, what do I know about Krishna? But everything is there. We just have to know where it is and take it and do it. And people, so many times they ask that I'm married and I'm working and I'm going to school and I can't chant my 16 rounds and so many different things. But it just goes back to that, the sadhana. That as far as possible, have the chanting very nicely, loudly, hearing every syllable in the morning, offering obeisances to Guru and Krishna, reading something, or listening, either way, And it will give power. Because Lord Krishna, like we were hearing, what is that? Tesham satatam yuktadam bhajatam piti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam kam. Enamam upayanti te. That when we try to hear about Krishna, he's so happy with us. He'll give us direction, turn left, turn right, go up, go down. But that will come from sudden, you know. And then the intelligence will be, Krishna will guide us that, you know, do this, do that, do this. And he'll help us balance. He'll help us balance. We have to get in touch with Super Soul. We have to get in touch with Paramatma. Tesham satanam yuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam didami buddhiya yogantam yenamam. Alright? Another thing, in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna offers another encouragement. He says, what is that verse? That just surrender unto me and you'll attain the supreme peace. There's those few verses there. He said, surrender unto me utterly and I will take you back to Godhead. But that surrender is surrender to the instructions. I mean, we actually have to do, you know, and then we'll be protected. So it's getting kind of late, so I guess we should stop. Did you have something, Janmashtami Prabhu? Please.
There's two verses in the 16th chapter of Madhya Lila, text 188 and 189. I won't go into all the details, but if someone wants to note it down. And it describes that enthusiasm, certainly from the association of devotees, but also from chanting Hare Krishna.
Very good.
Would become, so I noticed years ago when I first started Sankirtan, if I chanted really good rounds, I'd have so much utsaha. Really amazing. But those points are made in both the purports there. That's enthusiasm comes from chanting the holy name.
All right. Hare Krishna, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, all the assembled devotees.